All right, all my Geek Culture Congress fans, how you doing? Welcome to another edition of Geek Culture Congress. We're live here in Clearwater at the Clearwater Public Library for Clearwater Comic Con 2019. Mm-hmm. And I am here with Austin?
Janowski.
Okay, yes. So I apologize. I just learned your last name.
Oh, no,
today.
No, it's okay. Everyone butchers my last name.
It's all right. Austin, you're promoting a brand new comic book that you're working on called Zombies, We Are Human 2.
That's right.
And tell me more about that. I like the concept. I always, you know, you watch a zombie movie and you're like, man, I wonder what happens to that guy's life to where he got to being dead right now eating brains.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. Well, so 10 years ago, I was a guest at a show in Atlanta for Wizard World, and I'm sitting eating lunch, and these three people wander, and we start talking,
right?
And come to find out, they're the first main featured zombies that were in The Walking Dead. They were on the Entertainment Weekly, you know, the cover.
Mm-hmm.
Nice people, and I thought, wouldn't it be kind of funny if we did like stories of who you were before you became zombies?
Right.
I love the idea, so we started doing the concept and tried to fit with somebody. Oh, happy Comic Con Day.
Yay. That's right.
So,
we're about to open here at Comic Con, ladies and gentlemen. So,
and
if you're
like
in Tampa Bay area, come see us live here.
Yeah.
We want to meet you and talk to
you. It's free.
Yeah, it's free. Can't beat that.
So, we weren't able to do the stories because they were contractually set up as for The Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, I kind of shoved it to the side. And the Facebook account, they got the post like 7 years ago, and the image comes up. Well,
right.
It's the poster that I made. And I thought, oh, that's a great idea. Man, I wish we could have done something. And everyone just exploded. Like, oh, I want to be a part of it. Oh, that's a great story. Oh,
wow.
Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, sure, let's get it done. Let's get it started. So
right.
The new book is about three kids foraging, spooked by zombies.
Mm-hmm.
They get chased, holed up in a warehouse. The youngest of the three is all freaking out, so to calm him down,
right.
The older two start picking out zombies and making up funny stories about them, who they were, how long they last, and how they died in a very funny way. And that's it. So it's a graphic novel. It's going to be about 100 pages.
Okay.
You have the continuous story, and then you've got art teams doing the actual zombie stories that go into the continuous story itself.
Hmm, interesting. All right, so I see that you're doing a Kickstarter.
Yes.
And tell me more about the Kickstarter. How far are you? Are you very close?
So the Kickstarter is my very first one. So anyone who's done a Kickstarter beforehand, you're crazy, but you're awesome. We are about 50%. And we got 4 days left, which
oh,
is
wow.
pretty good. We're very excited. We're very thankful for it. Hopefully we can have a good push and reach our goal. Because there's two reasons why I'm doing the Kickstarter. One, to help some cover printing costs. But
right.
more importantly, the money that we make, most of it is going to go back to these art teams that actually did the stories that goes into the book themselves.
Okay.
Because they love
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Concept, they want to be a part of it, they did it on their own dime, so I wanted to make sure we can get money back to them.
Okay.
That's really it.
Very cool. So I did see in the actual video of the Kickstarter, you're actually, the plan is to get the graphic novel out, right, or the issues, wherever you're going to do it, issues in a graphic novel, however you're going to do it, and then work on a actual live action either show or web show or whatever you can get it on.
Right. So comics I've been doing for 25 years.
Actually, let's show people what the actual art looks like. And
So this was done by Eric Donovan and Dennis Leon.
Okay. Let's put it here.
This is the very first new iteration.
Very nice.
So
I like
with
it.
The graphic novel, I've been acting and directing for about 2 years.
Okay.
And my ultimate goal when I created the book was to make it into a feature film. Now, being an independent guy, you don't have a lot of money.
Right.
So the short stories can actually be broken up and shot into short films. Okay. But we have two production companies that are very interested. We send NDAs out to them, waiting to get them back and start talking with them and see if they want to take up and film the whole thing all at once. But one way or another, we are going to make a film. If nothing else, we're going to shoot the intro story probably early 2020.
Very cool. Very cool. So let everybody know where they need to go so they can participate in the Kickstarter and try and help you reach your goal.
Right. So I'm on Facebook, Austin Janowski. and Zombies Were Human 2 has its own page. I've been posting daily for the link for the Kickstarter, but if you go on Kickstarter, just look for Zombies Were Human 2. That we've got a lot of rewards from, you know, the $1 to $10, like I Support Zombies, to the digital, to the soft cover, hardcover. You can get the books with prints, sketches with it. You can actually get yourself in the comic book itself if you want to spend that kind of money.
Great. Cool. Awesome. So thank you so much for your time.
Man,
I know the con just started, so you're going to have to get to your spot. If they want to see you here and see the art and get this poster, we're here at Clearwater Comic Con, ladies and gentlemen. It's on Osceola Drive here, downtown Clearwater.
Yep.
It's easy to find. Just search for Google Maps the Clearwater Public Library, okay? The main one, the main building.
They've got four levels of all sorts of amazing stuff, from writers to artists to, you know, people making things.
That's right.
And they do panels and cosplay, and it's free. You
it's
can
free.
Come in for free.
It's free.
You can't beat free.
Come through, okay? I want to interview you. You're just a fan. Let's talk about some stuff here.
Seriously.
At Geek Culture Congress,
yeah.
So, and go check out Austin Jawolski.
Austin Janowski.
Janowski. See, it's going to take me a couple times to get that right.
It's okay.
But that's right. Go check out Zombies We Are Human 2. It's very interesting. And go help them. Support independent artists on the Kickstarter, okay? Thank
help
you so much for your time.
Help us to support other people.
All right.
Thank
have a good
you
one,
so
okay?
Much,
have fun
man.
At the con.
Appreciate it.
All right. We'll be back with more Geek Culture Congress live from Clearwater Comic Con shortly.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.